News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. India on Thursday slammed Pakistan for evading responsibility for the Pulwama terror attack and pointed out that Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar, a key accused in the case, continues to find shelter in that country. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Anurag Srivastava said the charge sheet into the Pulwama attack case has been filed after an investigation spanning 1.5 years. Jaish-e-Mohammed had claimed the responsibility of Pulwama attack. The organization and its leadership are in Pakistan. It is regrettable that Masood Azhar, the first accused in the charge sheet, continues to find shelter in Pakistan, Srivastava said at an online media briefing. Enough evidence has been shared with Pakistan, but it continues to evade responsibility. The National Investigation Agency has filed a charge sheet in the Pulwama case, detailing how Pakistan-based JEM terror outfit planned and carried out the attack. The charge sheet has been filed to address the act of terrorism and to bring perpetrators of such a heinous crime to justice. Our aim is not to simply issue statements or notifications, Srivastava said. India had carried out a strike on a JEM terrorist training camp in Pakistan's Balakot area on February 26 last year, in response to the Pulwama attack in which 40 CRPF personnel were killed. Srivastava also added that Pakistan has not yet taken any credible action against the perpetrators of the Mumbai terror attack of 2008, which resulted in the loss of 165 innocent lives. On Pakistan's U-turn on the presence of Dawood Ibrahim in the country, Srivastava said Islamabad has never taken any credible and verifiable action against terror entities or listed individuals, including the most wanted ones. This subsequent denial by their Foreign Office calls into question their intentions, and it would not mislead the world community in believing its propaganda, he said. Pakistan must take credible action and ensure that the listed individuals are prosecuted. Ibrahim's name figured in a list of 88 people, which was published as a statutory regulatory order by Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. However, later, Pakistan rejected media reports, saying the SRO list is an acknowledgement of Ibrahim's presence in the country. Bollywood actress Riya Chakraborty, against whom Narcotics Control Bureau registered a case in the Sushant Singh Rajput death case, has finally opened up on the matter. In an interview with CNN News 18, the actress, who has been accused of giving drugs to Sushant, said, "I have never consumed drugs. I am ready for a blood test." However, Sushant was used to taking marijuana. He was used to it even before meeting me. All I did was try to reduce his weed intake. In fact, there is a chat with his manager Shruti Modi where we are talking about how to reduce Sushant's marijuana intake. The actress further said, "I did not give him medicines, didn't prescribe him treatment. Why the five doctors who have treated him are not being called? I only reminded him not to forget his medicines. That was my only role as a girlfriend. What is the criminal act in this? He took medicines from the time of his film Kedarnath. Sushant was on antipsychotic drugs. I was never part of Sushant's therapy sessions." Riya added that Sushant's family's claims are baseless and that they should leave the matter to the CBI, ED and NCB. "His family is constantly making fake allegations against me. Now they have put this drug allegation on me. At least after the concerned department has taken over, they should stay quiet on the matter. I'm already part of two allegations and also a media trial." Walmart is the latest company to want a piece of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has come under fire from the Trump administration. The world's largest retailer made a joint bid with tech giant Microsoft to buy TikTok's US business, according to a person close to the deal who isn't authorized to discuss the terms publicly. It may seem like an unlikely combination, but Microsoft and Walmart are already business partners. Microsoft provides cloud computing services that help run the retailer's stores and online shopping. The two companies signed a 5-year partnership in 2018, enabling them to join forces against a shared rival, online shopping giant Amazon. Walmart said in a statement on Thursday that a deal with Microsoft and TikTok could help it expand its advertising business and reach more shoppers. TikTok, through its fun, goofy videos, has gained 100 million US users. But the White House is pushing TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its US business if it wants to keep operating in the country, citing security risks. Microsoft has confirmed discussions with TikTok. Other tech companies such as Oracle are also reportedly interested in a possible acquisition. Over the past year, TikTok has tried to put distance between its app and its Chinese ownership. It installed former top Disney executive Kevin Mayer as its American CEO, but he resigned on Thursday after just a few months on the job. In a letter to employees, Mayer said that his decision to leave comes after the political environment has sharply changed. ByteDance launched TikTok in 2017, then bought Musical.ly, a video service popular with teens in the US and Europe, and combined the two. A twin service, Douyin, is available for Chinese users. US authorities are concerned that TikTok would turn over user data to Chinese authorities and that it censors content that would upset China. TikTok denies that it has shared user data with the Chinese government and would not do so if asked, nor censored videos at Chinese authorities' request. It says it is not a national security threat. The sales situation has been unusual, with President Donald Trump demanding payment for the US government for its part in orchestrating a deal, a step that experts say is unprecedented. The president said on August 18 that Oracle was a great company that could handle buying TikTok. He declined to state a preference between Oracle and Microsoft as buyers. And actor Anushka Sharma on Thursday announced that she is expecting her first child with cricketer husband Virat Kohli. The couple, who tied the knot in December 2017, took to Twitter to share the news alongside their picture showing Anushka's baby bump. And then we were three, arriving January 2021, the 32-year-old actor tweeted. Anushka and 31-year-old Kohli first met on the sets of a commercial and dated for 4 years before getting married in a private ceremony in Italy in 2017. The actor was last seen on the big screen in 2018 romantic drama Zero. Virat, on the other hand, is gearing up for the Indian Premier League, which is scheduled to be held in Dubai, Sharjah and Abu Dhabi this year. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.